January 16th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, when the soul betrays the truth, Satan promotes his plans and leads the soul away from my divine will. When the evil one takes right reason out of one heart, he is able to confuse many hearts. Satan knows the plans God has for each soul and is able to weave his way into God's will for each one by attacking the truth. The more influence the soul has upon others, the more devious Satan's attacks are. His attacks are not recognizable by the general public. Therefore, people who carry out bizarre agendas are not regarded as under evil influence. Since they themselves believe that their plans are their own and not inspired by evil, they continue upon their path of error without any conviction of conscience. It is my ongoing call to my remnant faithful to stand always for the truth, especially in a public forum. You, my remnant, must be the truth of my commandments, the truth of honesty, the truth of mankind's responsibility before me and to me. These days, my remnant is dwindling as it is more difficult to live in and to support the truth. I will make certain you will always be given opportunities to be heard. You must be certain to use the opportunities I give you to influence unbelievers in the truth. You are my mouth in the world today. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 6 through 10. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for it is because of these things that the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not associate with them. For once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Another note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.